Hello， 欢迎收听鸡同鸭讲播客，我是郑行之 Gigi。
And I'm Jeanette Seiko, Kejen. As regular listeners will have realized, we switched languages today、just to try it out. So Gigi is going to speak Chinese and I'm going to speak English. Let's see how that works.
Cool. 好吧。
Is it weird?
有一点点怪怪的吧，但是其实还好，就是首先是我不用再想着要换语言了，因为其实我在说话的时候基本上都是要想半天然后才说英语、所以我之前就会老是会卡壳，这一次我应该不会太卡壳了。
Yeah, the same. It's,for me it's so much easier to speak English, even though English is obviously not my native language.
对，但是你教语言已经教很久了呀、而且你在 英国待了很久。
Yeah.
其实我来英国工作了么一年，我感觉我英语的口语的确是比前一年进步了很多。因为要用很长时间的去用，的确就是无论是画画也好，做写程序也好，都是不用的话基本上都会生锈的。英语也是、对。
Yeah, and I mean I've done what second language learnersI've recommended the best thing to do to learn another language, which is to have a partner who speaks that language. So to find a boyfriend or girlfriend, or in my case, even an ex-husband who speaks that language.
I'm just sorry. Don't make me laugh because I... 不要让我笑了，因为我很担心我把我的口水弄到你的麦克风上面。
Oh, no, it's okay. No problem. No.、Okay. The microphones can be cleaned. It's okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
对，你看我现在都已经有点养成习惯，有时候就会转眼就会说一点点英语、这其实还挺奇怪的。对，
Well, this type of code switching is really natural, isn't it?、
对，
Especially
是的。
When you're in that situation. When somebody speaks another language, actually linguistically, because I'm a linguist, and linguistically it's sort of weird when one person speaks one language, the other person speaks another language, not to want to switch when you can. So having this division that we're having at the moment is actually quite strange.
对，是的，是的，是的。
So today we want to talk about something that you've read the other day, didn't you, Gigi? What was that?
我已经忘了我们到底要想讨论什么。
apologies for asking you about this particular topic.
Apologies 对，我们想讨论的就是我们来了英国之后我们会经常说 sorry 吗、我刚刚就看了一篇文章，就是说英国人每天要道歉800次。我觉得应该是我看错标题了吧，实际上我一天下来也应该也道歉不了800次，这太多了吧。
800 times, it's possible, depends on the person. Yeah.
那经常我们会在什么时候会说 sorry 呢？
Well, in England, you say sorry for everything. So, you walk along the road, somebody accidentally bumps into you, but you say sorry to them. That's a very, very normal occurrence that happens every day. At first, when I came to England, I was really thrown. I was really quite surprised because in Germany, nobody would say sorry, especially not if it's the other person's fault.
对，每一个文化的确会有一点不太一样。这让我想起了我小时候在看日本动画的时候，那些动画实际上他们根据那个他道歉的程度，实际上是有分的，就是说 ごめんなさい、something like that. It is, 还会有一种更加深入的一种，实际上这些都是非常浅的。所以我在想，有时候当一个英国人跟你说 sorry 的时候，我在想他可能实际上心里面根本就没有跟你要道歉的意思。
True,
就稍微有一点点，但是实际上就可能就真是好吧，就这样就发生了，然后就过吧，就这样子，有种这样的感觉。
It's sort of a cultural expectation.
对。
To say sorry excessively, even when you don't mean it. And if you don't do it, then you're seen as strange.
对。
Yeah.
你会觉得，那么如果一个英国人在道歉的时候，如果他是真诚的，觉得他是犯错了，他应该肯定不会用 sorry 这个方式来去说，他可能会说 sincere apology.
It really depends on the situation. I mean, and on the formality. I've got a colleague who would always say sincere apologies in all cases.
But it doesn't feel like sincere at all.
Yeah, it depends how posh you are. It depends how old you are. It depends on a lot of different things. Yeah. And obviously, quite often the apologies are genuine.
有时候也感觉这个语言这个多样化还挺心累的。每一次听到人家说 sorry 的时候，我心里面还要老想半天，他到底是真诚的道歉呢，还是假假的道歉呢？这其实说实话有点累。
Yeah. And that's quite tricky, right? And we've discussed this before when people say, you know, I remember discussing this with Muddy in a previous episode about, oh, I'm ever so sorry, you know, you wouldn't necessarily say that.So what I have noticed, which is really quite strange, because obviously in Germany, you don't say sorry quite so much. But because I've been in Britain for over 20 years and I've sort of internalized some of the British culture, I speak English much more than I speak German, for example, and I've become more British by being here. So when I go back to Germany and I walk around my old hometown and somebody bumps into me, I automatically say sorry in German. I would go, oh, Entschuldigen Sie hier. Okay, that would be really natural to me. And German people think I'm crazy. They look at me, what's wrong with her? Yeah.
对，这让我想起来，我以前高中的时候特别喜欢看一个，我有一个特别喜欢的作家呢，叫米兰昆德拉。然后呢，他是捷克人，但是呢，他因为他写的一些东西就涉及到一些比较政治敏感的内容。所以呢，他后来呢就，作为 refugee 就搬到法国去了。然后呢，我就记忆特别深刻的就是说，他觉得他自己现在，定居在法国，他既不是捷克人，也不是法国人，他就变成是一个哪里都不属于的一个人。我觉得好像现在像我们这样子，用着 Chinglish 用着 English 来去聊那些内容，实际上。我们既不是特别英国，也不是特别像我们原来的那个地方，我们就变成是从某种程度上就变成一种世界人了。
Oh.
就接受了不同方面的文化教育，就从哪方面都有一点点 hybridizing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel very much like that because when I'm learning so much Chinese at the moment and I'm really immersed, you know.Tianjin. very, very immersed in Chinese. So I watch a lot of Chinese television and speak a lot of Chinese. And I feel sometimes I'm sitting in between the different cultures. Sometimes I feel I'm not, well, I'm what am I? Yeah, what is my identity?
其实现在想来想去，其实我们这样子是逼着自己，我现在到底是哪里的人呢？其实我觉得现在这样去考虑的话，其实有点没有必要了。我们就是我们自己，我们接受了不同文化的，这个我们在我们的学习过程当中接受了50种语言，超过50种语言，包括猫语言。对，我们
很流利的，
对，很流利的猫语言。然后，当我们接受了这些文化的之后，我觉得我从某种定义上，我觉得我自己现在挺好的。对，我不需要说我要必须要将自己归类到哪一种，我就是我自己。我觉得这样子，这种是一个很积极的一个这样的事情。我们不需要规定规划，就是说这个就是属于中国的文化，这个就属于英国的文化。其实在我们无论是语言学还有我们包括我们整个人之中，这种文化交融 cultural hybridization 这种现象也是会经常发生的。因为中国本身就是56个民族，然后就是各种各样的文化融杂在一起，所以其实没有说是这些必须就是中国的文化，这些是满族的，或者是我们就是一个家庭而已。对，这就是对。
Yeah, and in a way, so within a country, you have that sort of hybridization, but also across. And in today's world where people travel and people go to other places, and we've got students coming to the UK and we're going elsewhere, it's automatic, it's natural that things mix a little bit and you know, and we're learning from each other. And in a way, I feel personally by learning another language, by learning Chinese, for example, I learned so much more about the culture that was really strange to me at first. And then you realize, actually, we're all people, right? We're all, we have the same desires, we have the same ideas, we, you know, we all have families or our lives, we have our personal interests.
Yes, 对.
And that is also really interesting, how that then influences your thought.
对，就是说尤其是当我在2019年到2021年在英国留学期间的话，其实我第一篇写的那个所谓的论文吧，就是是关于这个 cultural hybridization 的。对，其实怎么说呢，其实有很多中国留学生来到英国留学之后，我觉得有一个很难的地方，就是说感觉好像有一层隐藏，就是说 invisible wall， 就是说有一个隐形的一个墙，我们好像是有种边缘感，就是说跟这个英国的主流文化之间实际上是有差别，有一定差别，我们并不知道除了这些The Big Ben The London Eye 之外，其实我们对这个英国的文化本身就没有这么多认识。
I heard a podcast of someone talking about England, and they said that they wanted to come to the UK. They were Chinese. They wanted to come to the UK and study here. And they already had quite a good impression of the UK because they had watched Downton Abbey,
which is
a historical drama. So it's, you know, it's like me watching a historical drama, you know. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and then
go,
I know China.
Yes, in some degree, yes. 从某一种程度上的确是，但是当真的我们真的生活在这个环境里面的话，实际上那种边缘感还是很强的。对，有时候就是会感觉吧，反而在我们在网络中，我们在电影中去了解这个英国社会，我们反而会觉得很亲近。但是真正当我们到了这个环境之后，我们反而还觉得哦，这天哪，我怎么样？所以我觉得会有很多的中国留学生来到这里之后，这种感觉突然间就加强了。然后就觉得哦，天哪，我把我自己放在一个这么陌生的一个环境里面，我觉得怎么去适应这个环境，实际上是一个非常难的过程。
But isn't it, it goes both ways, because if you've watched things, if you've watched series and sort of engaged with the culture, in a way, much of it is also familiar. So you might recognize the buildings because you've watched a series from that town.
Yes.
Like Bristol, for example, is in a lot of television series.
Yes.
So our students.
Skins.
Yeah, and so many others. They're currently filming Young Sherlock, I think. And our students
Young Sherlock?
Yes, in town.
Oh, in here?
Yeah, in town.
Where? That's cool.
Just in town, in the town centre. So my students were there last week and they said, oh, they came across it. Yes.
Wow.
And it's very, sort of very famous series and so on are being filmed here in films. And so, students coming here, they might know, oh, I've seen this building, or I'm quite familiar with this. But then on the other hand, there's this sort of, the invisible wall you mentioned, there's this sort of this cultural knowledge that you can't really get through reading a book, through watching a movie, etc. But rather when you're in the country, you sort of develop, don't you?
对，是的。但是我觉得我们在留学的过程之中吧，其实最核心的，我们花这么多精力，花这么多金钱来到这里，其实这个才是我们真正要学习的最核心的部分。怎么在一个陌生的环境里面去快速的去适应这些改变。
And it's so important, yeah.
对，这个才是我们留学的最核心的内容吧。对，而不是说哦，我在这里完成了作业，你在我们老家也可以完成作业，干嘛要花这么多精力来到这里去完成这里的作业呢？所以其实最核心的还是要，对，还是最主要还是要把自己就是当做这个打破这个隐形的墙，当做是一种技巧。这种技巧其实在我们工作还有生活当中其实都是一个很有效的。怎么跟外国人打交道，其实这真的当你打破了这个隐形的墙之后，其实你会发现其实大家想的都是一样。
Indeed, yeah.
对，都是一大堆思想龌龊。都是一大堆思想龌龊，就是想着自己怎么过好自己生活的一些人。
Yeah,
其实这个大家都差不多的，对。也没有，也有很思想很纯洁的人了。但是大家都其实都是在追求着共同的幸福。 对。
Yeah. And I think it's this wanting to interact with others as well and being open to other ideas or speaking with other people that really helps you in your thinking and really helps you in developing your own ideas and an idea of your own identity as well. I've never reflected that much on what it means to be German. I didn't used to. And then I moved abroad and I realized that, this is actually quite a cultural,
a German thing.
Yeah, a cultural, cultural trait I wasn't even aware of. Mm. And that in itself is also quite interesting, isn't it?
对.
But then talking to people who want to talk to you.
对，有很多很有意思的文章，就是说中国留学生来到英国之后反而变得更爱国了。
Mm.
对，所以就是一个很有意思的一个这样的一个一些一些情况吧。
Indeed, indeed. And then also realize what you like about your home country, what you like about other countries, and bring it together and also have that connection.
对，是的。
You know, because it's, you love China and you go back to China, but you still have that connection and that understanding of how things work elsewhere. And I think the more we can do that, the better.
对，就像我现在在跟你聊天一样嘛。
Absolutely. And isn't it nice to speak the other way around? Like, I'm still confused not speaking Chinese, but I want to speak Chinese. But I think this is, yeah.
对，这种保持好奇心的还是很有必要的。
嗯，
对这个世界好是保持好奇心。如果没有好奇心的话，其实感觉有点我们活着的意义都有点没有了，对吧？
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.我最近看了，每一次我打开手机在那里翻阅那些最新的新闻的时候，每一次看那些新闻我都是会觉得，哦，好糟心哦，就会觉得怎么会有这么多这么不幸的事情在这个世界上发生，大家都是在那里为了一些不必要的事情在那里互相争扯，我觉得真的是让我觉得，哦，这不能够继续这样下去。其实有很多时候他们之所以会产生这样的争执，就是因为有很多交流上没有 做好充分的交流，所以才会导致这些争执。然后对，所以我觉得讨论那些比较 很麻烦的议题，很麻烦的主题，其实也是一个很重要的事情。我们应该公开的， 我们应该以更开放的态度来去讨论那些事情。
But how do you speak with friends or with strangers in such a way that you don't offend? How can you choose those subjects, those topics?
对，是的，我相信在跟无论德国人还是英国人还是中国人在交流的时候，其实每一个人心里面的话都是会有那么一点点关键词，是希望我们在交流的过程之中是不希望被他人所提及的。就是说，但是有时候那个界限又很难去界定。就是说，如果我之前从来没接触过德国人，从来没接触过英国人，不了解他们的历史，实际上我们是很难，就是说，去真的就是说，怎么才算是那个界定？然后在了解这个事情的时候，我突然间就想到一些很有趣的一个概念。有一些人就是说，哎，无知者无罪。如果我不知道这个事情的话，我就是无罪的。但是呢
，But is it? Is it really?
对，但是从某一种角度来说的话，又有很有意思的，就是说，在佛教里面，因为我之前交的那个男朋友，他就说，实际上他如果在佛教里面的话，他有三种罪嘛，三种毒 ，three poison。然后呢，就是说贪。嗔痴，在痴里面的话呢，就是说傻，就是说如果你无知的话，实际上也是一种罪来的。所以就是说，这其实这两种之间的话，我觉得还挺有意思的。到底我不知道别人的这个困难的话，到底是有罪还是无罪？其实这个还说实话还挺难界定的。
Yeah, and I think it really depends if you're seeking that knowledge or if you're deliberately not seeking the knowledge.
对。
So if you know this, there are other cultures out there and other ways of interacting and other ways of doing things.
对。
And you ignore that and then just step in it, then I guess it's your fault, isn't it? But if you try to seek that knowledge and you get it wrong, like we discussed in the previous episode where we discussed he, she, and they. And
yes,
if
yes,
you
yes.
get the they wrong, you know, and but you're trying your best, but you're getting it wrong, then that's not the end of it. And we also, I guess we discussed this with respect to language learning, didn't we? Because when we speak, you know, when I speak Chinese, you speak English, we do get things wrong. And that is obviously very embarrassing, or can be very embarrassing. But then, you know, you just have to get over that. But again, we're trying, right? And we get things wrong.
对，所以其实如果总结起来的话，我们可不可以这样说，就是说如果我们在跟外国人在交流的时候，其实最核心是要保持两种态度，一个就是说要对他人保持一种好奇心，第二个就是说我们这边需要去更加接受吧 ，more inclusive 还是 inclusive？ Is that
inclusive? Yes, yeah.
对
，and have that curiosity towards the other person.
对
，yeah.
对，其实有很多那些。所谓的那些驱逐移民，对那些移民有恐惧心态的，或者他们其实就是对他人没有好奇心吧。他觉得他自己活得挺好的，他不需要了解他人，他觉得我的生活就有别人的介入就更加糟了，就可能会有这种心态。
Yeah.
所以实际上这对其实有很多那些互相的不理解。都是差不多的吧，就像我们刚才说的一样，其实大家都差不多，都是追求着自己的快乐。
And it's quite interesting because if you have people who say, oh, I don't like foreigners, or, you know, I don't like Germans, or something like that, and then they have a friend who is German, or who is foreign, they go, yeah, but not him,
or not her,
she's okay, but all the others that I don't know.
对，所以就是说，实际上，对，实际上不应该以这个，其实就是说到最后，其实一种米养百种人，其实并不是说每一个中国人都是长得同一个性格，中国人里面也有好人也有坏人，
但英国也一样，
对，是的是的，
各种各样，
对，所以就是说实际上我们不应该就是说将某一个国籍就将那个性格的那些东西全部就归向到那些哦，只要是中国人就肯定会做这个事情，这个的话我觉得其实是 不利于大家来进行这个更有力的交流的。我所采取的态度呢就是说开玩笑
啊、that's a good one, yeah.
对
How would you do that then?
对，在跟我跟又在说我的我在跟前男友在相处的时候呢，他就说了一个非常深刻的话， Joke a half meant，反正是开玩笑的话都是
一般的，而且不是一般的，
都是有，对，都是会有，都他实际上就是意味着他实际上是认真在说这个事情的。就是说我之前就曾经有一个时间就突然间有个 epiphany， 就是说有一个突然间有一个想法，就是说实际上就是说如果你的实话，你觉得你的实话，你的 truthWhat you are telling is truth is going to kill the disease. 如果你现在想喂人家吃一个非常非常苦的药，最好的方式就是在外面包一层非常甜美的糖果，包一层 candy 在外面，这样子人家吃下去了之后，他就会顺便把那个苦的东西也吞下去了。我觉得这是就是很多那些喜剧人 comedian在做的事情。
Yeah. There's an expression in English as well, which is not quite as polite. Do you know that one?
What is that?
The shit sandwich. You have a piece of bread, then you have the rubbish in the middle, and then you have another piece of bread.
Well, 但是如果 shit 是可以治疗我的病的话，那我还是会选择吃下去。但是对 shit 的话，对，反正我现在也 full of shit， 所以就把我直接把我在 sandwich 里面吧。然后你吃不吃是你的选择吧。对，我觉得在无论是在我跟人相处，还是在我教学过程之中，有时候如果我需要给学生提一些非常严肃的意见，或者是之类的话，我觉得有一个很有效的办法就是说玩笑，开玩笑，不要将自己当做一回事，就经常拿自己开玩笑。 对。
And that makes life a bit more relaxing as well, right? Be relaxed about things, joke about things.
对。
Be obviously, you know, quite formal or earnest when you need to, but then on the other hand, just be yourself and not worry too much. And if you do offend people, you can always do it the English way and say sorry.
对，就但是还是要不能够说 sorry， 要用更加真诚的方式说 sorry， 对吧？
Terribly sorry.
对。
Yeah. So those were some interesting topics.
对。
I think this whole idea of cultural hybridization and what happens between different cultures, different languages, and so on, we can explore much further, right? I think that is really lovely. It's such a lovely topic.
对，我觉得真的，我觉得我们播客要做这个，就是说要去不断的去增强这种交流吧。我们必须要在这种对，尤其是在当下的这个环境中，这些交流是需要的，是 necessary 的。不要说，哎，对，老是互相，就是说老是觉得，哦，大家在犯错，老是在那里互相攻击别人，先媒体这样子，老是在，哦，中国做了什么坏事，外国做了什么坏事，老是会这样子。我觉得应该要用一些更加积极的态度，更加积极的方式来去加强这种交流吧，并不是大家都挺好的。
对。
对，并不是说他就是坏的，他就没有这样，没有这样说一个人好就好到底，没有一个人坏就坏到底。
By venture by。
对，是的。对，我们并不是活在一个白雪公主的一个格林童话里面，每一个人都是只是为了争取自己的幸福而已。无论你是中国人、德国人还是英国人，实际上我们都是一样的。
Exactly. Right. And...On that note, we shall finish the podcast. But before we go, dear listeners, if you have any interesting things to share and if you would like us to discuss specific topics, you are very welcome to leave us a message.
对，我们这边也会经常会看我们的 chickennewduckdog.com 的那个网站，会看一下你们这边有没有给我们留言。如果你有一些感兴趣的内容的话，也可以加入到我们，我们也可以邀请你来做嘉宾，一起来去讨论一下。你的这个留学生活
啊，也可以说英语，
也可以说中文，
对，
你也可以说猫语也没问题。
哦，对，
你可以邀请冬天过来做播客。
好，那下次见，拜拜，
拜拜。